I'm Denise.
She's a non-fiction editor.
And I'm Louise.
She's a fiction editor. And together,
we're the Editing Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Editing Podcast. This week, we're going to chat about whether freelance editors and proofreaders need insurance and what options they might consider to protect their business.
And if you're one of our two-tier Patreon supporters, there's a special bonus episode where Denise and I talk a little more about how we've approached this. So many of us work from home, laptop in hand, coffee within reach, and deadlines looming. And it can be easy to assume that insurance isn't something you need to worry about.
Yeah, after all, your work doesn't involve heavy machinery or physical hazards. But even in the quiet world of commas and copy edits, unexpected problems can arise.
Yeah. So why don't we start with why insurance matters? Because editing and proofreading might seem low risk, but your work has real financial consequences for clients, doesn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely does. And for some clients, you know, a missed zero in a price list, a typo in a legal contract, or a misunderstood style guide, it could cause embarrassment, lost revenue, or even legal disputes. Yeah. So having the right insurance can protect your income, your reputation, and just give you peace of mind.
Yeah, and it goes beyond client issues, doesn't it? Because there are other risks we need to think about. Data breaches, damaged equipment, illness or cancelled projects. And insurance can help make sure that if something goes wrong, we're not left to handle the fallout alone.
Absolutely. Yeah. So a good start is thinking about what might actually go wrong in your particular line of work.
This is really depressing, this episode. Looking forward to getting onto some solutions. So anyway, yeah. So consider errors and omissions. Could a mistake in a client's document, even a small one, lead to claims of negligence?
Yeah, or client disputes. Could you maybe be facing complaints about missed deadlines or quality concerns or contract disagreements?
Yeah, or how about data breaches? Are you handling confidential or unpublished material? If you are, that comes with responsibility. For example, a hacked laptop could cause damage.
Yeah, absolutely. And talking about equipment loss, would there be consequences for you if your equipment or software was stolen, damaged, or just crashed without warning?
And then there's injury or illness. Unlike employees, freelancers don't usually get sick pay. So an extended illness could mean a sudden loss of income.
Yeah, and so all of these risks can be covered, or at least partly covered, by the right insurance policy. So yep. Shall we run through what different options people might want to consider?
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so the first option is professional indemnity insurance. One of example of this is called errors and omissions insurance. And it covers you if a client claims that your work caused them financial loss or reputational damage.
So imagine you proofread a brochure for a major company and you miss a numerical error that changes a price or a specification. The company might demand compensation or even take legal action. And professional indemnity insurance helps cover your legal costs and potential damages.
Yeah. Another option to consider is public liability insurance. So this covers you for injury or property damage to third parties while you're working.
Yeah, it's not something that editors who work online are likely to need. But if you meet clients face-to-face, or if you host workshops, or even if you work from a shared office, it might be something that you want to consider.
Yeah, so imagine a client trips over your laptop cable during an in-person meeting at your home office. Public liability insurance would help cover any medical and legal costs.
Another option is business equipment or contents insurance. And when we think about how much some of us rely on our computers and our editing software and what the consequences could be for us in terms of loss of time and income if they were to be stolen or damaged, it really is definitely worth considering whether we need to insure ourselves.
Yeah, although check your existing home insurance, because accidental damage, repair or replacement costs and even data recovery costs might already be included. I say might. Business use might be excluded, so we shouldn't assume anything.
Absolutely. This is general advice. You need to do your own due diligence,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, we are not insurance experts.
Absolutely not. Another option available is cyber liability insurance. This covers you if client data is lost or stolen or leaked during a cyber incident. And it's something that any of us need to think about if we're sending or storing client manuscripts, handling sensitive information, or using cloud storage.
Yeah, and it can help pay for things like IT forensic support and recovery costs and legal expenses if clients are affected.
It's a big one, that, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and possibly bigger than it was maybe 10 years ago.
I think Yeah.
The next up is income protection or disability insurance. Freelance editors and proofreaders aren't employees, as we mentioned earlier, so we don't get sick pay or disability benefits from an employer.
Yeah, and because we're self-employed, illness or injury could prevent us from working, and that could mean our income just disappears overnight. So income protection insurance provides a regular payout while you recover, allowing you to cover bills and living costs.
Now, the thing about this, and this is often the case with insurance, is it's not always cheap, but what it does offer is invaluable peace of mind, especially for sole traders who rely entirely on their editing income.
Yeah, absolutely. So although it might be expensive, you might feel that it's absolutely worth the investment for that peace of mind. Again, your mileage may vary. Everyone's different, aren't they?
Everyone's different, yeah.
Yeah. So our final option out of the big ones is legal expenses insurance. So disputes over contracts, payments or copyright, they are expensive and they are stressful. So legal expenses insurance covers the cost of hiring a lawyer or pursuing or defending a claim.
Again, you might find that this type of coverage is included as an optional extra with professional indemnity or business insurance packages. And that's the thing with any policy you choose. Do check it out and see what it covers, because you'll probably find that the packages vary depending on which broker you use, because they're all putting different things together based on their market.
Yeah. It's definitely worth doing a good scout around to find out what's out there. So you're probably thinking, oh, well, there's no way I can afford to pay for all of these types of insurance. It'll cost a fortune. And so the key is to pick what's best for you and your individual circumstances.
And making that choice can feel a bit overwhelming. We get that. So to make it more manageable, here are a few simple steps you can go through to narrow things down to what's essential.
So the first thing to do is to do some risk assessment. So think about what kind of clients you work with, how sensitive their materials are, and what could realistically go wrong.
Yeah, realistically, it's important. You've got to be practical about this.
Yeah.
The second thing you can do is consider your client's requirements. So some corporate or publishing clients may require proof of professional indemnity insurance before they even hire you.
Yeah, absolutely. That's something that I've come across more than once, Whereas if you're working with indie authors or local businesses, for example, this is much less likely to be the case.
Yeah. Step three is to shop around, and it's worth looking for providers who perhaps specialise in freelancers or creative professionals, because they often understand the specific type of risk that we face.
Yeah, and some of them also offer more tailored packages for freelancers that combine several types of coverage into one plan, and that can save us money while giving us that peace of mind that we're looking for.
Yeah. And then finally, review your coverage annually. As your businesses grow, or your services change, you might need to make sure that your chosen policy still fits your needs.
Yeah, the key question, how much does it cost? Well, as we editors are so fond of saying, it depends.
It really does. And just some figures we're going to run through now, they're ballpark and they're UK pounds, because that's the information we've got access to. Sorry if you don't live in the UK and don't... Don't use pounds. Costs do vary widely depending on your location, the size of your business and the level of cover you need. So the best we can do is give you some ballpark figures just as a general guide.
Yeah. And so we should probably also say that what's going to come out of our mouths next is happening at the end of 2025.
Yes.
Obviously, yes. Inflation and world events change things. So do bear that in mind when you're listening.
Yeah. So something like professional indemnity insurance can range from around £100 to £250 a year. Public liability insurance might come in around £60 to £150 a year.
Yeah, and cyber and equipment cover policies might start at around £100 or so annually, just depending on your setup.
But like we said, shop around, see what's on offer for the risks you think you realistically need to prepare for, and don't forget that most premiums are tax deductible.
Yeah. They're business expenses, and so that helps you to offset the cost. Now, we're not tax or insurance experts, so if you're unsure, as always, ask your accountant or check your local tax rules.
Yes, definitely. So, shall we quickly run through the key takeaways?
So, one, choosing insurance isn't the most exciting part of running an editing or proofreading business, but it's one of the smartest investments you can make.
That is so true. That peace of mind that you're protecting yourself is huge, but it's also part of being a business owner and being able to show potential clients that you take insurance seriously and that demonstrates professionalism.
Yeah, I love having that little badge on my website saying, I'm insured through Policy.
Yeah.
And that means then that you've got that peace of mind and you can then focus on what you do best, and that's improving the words that others write.
Yeah.
And hopefully you'll never need to use your insurance, but having it in place means that if something unexpected happens, you'll be covered.
Yeah. The second takeaway is review your risks and choose essential coverage, a policy that's right for you and your particular business, not your editorial colleagues. And shop around because not all policies are the same.
Yeah. Finally, make reviewing your policy or policies a job that you do as part of your annual business review. And that ensures that you've got what you need in the event that your business changes in some way.
Yeah.
That's it from us. We really hope you enjoyed this short and sweet episode. Don't forget that if you're one of our Tier 2 Patreon supporters, you can listen to a bonus episode where we'll chat about the personal choices we made on the insurance front.
And there's also the notes from the podcast series available on Amazon. The 5 books in that capture the essence of our conversations on the podcast, but in book format. And we hope you'll love them.
Thank you so much for supporting us by listening. Until next time, she's been Louise.
And she's been Denise. Join us again soon.
Bye. Bye.